Good morning, everyone. I haven't said a story for you guys for like a long time, but I'm so excited to tell you a story today. You know why? Because I think I have put a little bit of thought into this, actually a lot of thought, because you guys make me nervous, believe it or not. And I have three kids of my own. Anyway, have any of you ever, say at school, the teacher makes captains for like kickball or something, and you're supposed to pick a team? Have you ever done that? And is it hard to pick that team? Sometimes you have people who maybe somebody else is picked to be captain, and you're standing in front of the class and going, pick me, right? And it's so hard sometimes when the other person, who might be somebody else's friend and not your friend, picks you to be on their team, right? So first what I want to do is I have something in this bag, and I want each of you to come. Well, actually, Danica and Trevor, why don't you guys pass those out? Okay, so give each of them one. Just give each of them one. So you're each going to get one of these. So you're asking, what is this? It's fabric. And you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with children's story? Well, let me tell you. So if you look at all of these, there's one behind you, sweetie, if somebody doesn't have one. There's somebody behind you that might not have one. Do we have enough, Trev? Everyone has one? Okay, so look at your piece and look at the piece of the person next to you. Are your pieces the same size? No. Do they all go together, do you think?
No.
Well, what does yours have on it? Flowers. And what does yours have on it? Yours is like a racing flag. It's like a flag for the finish of a race, right? And what about Carson? What does yours have on it? Boots and gardening equipment, huh? And what about this one? And that one looks like Hawaii, right? And what does yours have on it? Flowers. And yours? Yours is red with some flowers on it, right? So you're kind of going, well, what does this have to do with children's story? Well, let me tell you. Oh, then look, that one has music on it. And this one does too, but that one is black and gold, and this one is white and black, right? And yours is just pink with lots of different colors of pink. And hers is gold, that's right. So here's the reason why I'm choosing to use these, is because did you get a choice as to whether or not no, somebody handed that to you, right? Right. But in Scripture, there's an old verse in Deuteronomy 7:6 that says, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession." So if you were to take that piece of fabric, would you think that was a treasure? No. Does it look like a treasure to you? What is a treasure? Sometimes it's gold. What else?
Something you really like.
Something you really... Do you not really like that? It's kind of like a scrap, huh? What else is a treasure?
Maybe like a little fossil or something from back then.
Okay, what else?
Jewels.
So this might not seem like a treasure, does it? But we're treasures. We're God's treasures, right? And like I said, I'm a quilter, so some of these things that you think are scraps and maybe could go in the trash, look at what I did with them.
I don't know which one is bigger.
Oh, it's a big one.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a long
one.
Wow.
So, yeah, so if you look at your piece of fabric, do you see your piece of fabric in this? Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
I chose all of your little scraps to be in a blanket. This is going to be a blanket someday. I just haven't finished it. But just like I chose all your little scraps to be in this blanket, God chose you to be in his family. Right?
Amen.
Okay, so let's put that away. And Colossians also says in 3:12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Because those are all the things that God really wants us to be, right? And sometimes it may not be, you know, because all of your friends are around. Sometimes it could be a total stranger that you show kindness to. Or sometimes, a lot of times when I make my quilts, sometimes I usually have somebody that they're going to go to, and the whole time I'm sewing that quilt together, I pray for that person. So it gives me an opportunity to offer that person up in prayer, to pray that God is taking care of them, or that God will take away their troubles, or that God will just bless them today. So we can all do that with everybody that we know. So if sometimes you guys are doing a special treat, like making cookies for somebody, you can pray for that person while you're baking cookies. Wouldn't that be an extra special gift along with the cookies? Yeah? So if you guys don't want your scraps, I would love to have them back. But if you want to take them, you can take them with you. That's okay too. So let's all stand real quick and say a prayer. We're not going to get baskets yet. Let's pray first, okay? Okay. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these children in front of us and for every family that's represented here. We all are a part of your family, and we all try and do what you want us to do on a day-to-day basis. Bless every person here and those who are not here. Keep us safe and in your care, and make next year a wonderful year for each one of these children, for their growth, for their spiritual life, and for their families. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen.